Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283. See you there.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the program. This is No Excuses. This is Fitz. This is Vaughan Radio. This is Radio Bogan. That was Justin Peterson right there, who runs our translation department. Not a lot of people know. Not everyone knows that we have a translation department, but yes, we do. So I'm here with Izzy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Very well. How do you say imprescindible?
Indispensable.
Very good. How do you say enhorabuena?
Congratulations.
Very good pronunciation. How do you say predecible?
Predictable.
Good. How do you say declararse en huelga?
To go on strike.
Very good. And how do you say hacer daño o doler?
To hurt.
Very good. Let's do a bit more vocabulary right now. This is Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 3, List 5. Don't forget that the Feria del Libro, the book fair, is going on right now in the Retiro in Madrid. And all the Vaughan people will be there. And we are in kiosk 283. 283. How do you say 283 in Spanish?
283.
Very good. So this is Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 3, list number 5. Una pérdida de tiempo.
A waste of time.
Good. Say it again.
A waste of time.
Yeah, more M in the time.
A waste of time.
Good. Ayuda o auxilio.
Help.
Yes, there's another shorter word for auxilio. We use this, for example, in the world of medicine. We would say first aid.
Aid.
Yeah. There's a charity called Aid for Africa. Mm-hmm. Comportamiento.
Behavior.
Very good. More V.
Behavior.
Very good. Do you have a well-behaved dog?
No, I don't.
Mandón.
Bossy.
Very good. How do you say Mary Mandón?
I don't know.
Bossy boots. Bossy boots. Comparable.
Comparable.
Very good. Hecho como un hecho.
A fact.
Very good. More again.
Fact.
More fact.
Fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Formato.
Format.
Good. Rayo o relámpago. How do you say luz?
Light.
Ning.
Lightning.
Very good. Mm. And what do you call the noise that's associated with lightning?
Thunder.
Very good. Famous song by AC/DC, Thunderstruck. Yes. Yeah. Nervios.
Nervous?
No, nervios.
Nerves.
Very good. Very good. Doloroso.
Painful.
Very good. Sombra. Now, yes, go ahead.
Shadow.
Okay. Shadow is of a person. So usually the shadow moves. But for example, when I came to Spain first, and it was the summertime, and it was hot, and I'm a very white Irish person, and I would walk down the street, and old people, I didn't speak Spanish, so old people would shout something at me. And I was thinking, what are they shouting? And someone said, they're telling you to walk on the shaded or the shady side of the street. So typically, now, not always, but typically, you stand in the shade of a building, but a person, we use the expression, casts a shadow. Casts a shadow. Yeah. So sombra, in terms of what you get near a building.
Shade.
And from a person.
Shadow.
Very good. Dormido o con sueño.
Sleepy.
Very good. Amenaza.
Threat.
Very good. Very good. Lograr o conseguir.
To achieve.
Very good. Estar en huelga.
To be on strike.
Very good pronunciation. Echar la culpa a.
To blame.
Yes, very good. Formar académicamente.
To form?
No. To educate.
To educate.
Yeah, more educate.
Educate.
Very good. Luchar o pelear, physically.
To fight.
Very good. Doblar o plegar when it's clothing or paper.
To bend?
No, that's for metal or wood. To fold.
To fold.
Yeah. And repeat.
To fold.
Engordar.
To get fat.
Okay, and a more polite way of saying it?
To gain weight.
Very good. And pronounce again.
To gain weight.
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 Yeah, how do you say esperar?
To wait.
Yes. So same pronunciation.
To gain weight.
Very good. Guiar.
To guide.
Implantar o poner en marcha.
To implement.
Very good. Desafortunadamente.
Unfortunately.
Very good. Ballena.
Whale.
Now let's do that again very quickly. Una pérdida de tiempo.
A waste of time.
Ayuda o auxilio.
Aid.
Very good. Comportamiento.
Behavior.
Very good. Mandón.
Bossy.
Very good. Comparable.
Comparable.
Very good. Hecho, as in un hecho.
A fact.
Very good. Again.
A fact.
Very good. Rayo o relámpago.
Lightning.
Very good. Nervios.
Nerves.
Very good. Say it again.
Nerves.
Very good. Doloroso.
Painful.
Very good. Sombra.
Shade or shadow.
Very good. Dormido o con sueño.
Sleepy.
Amenaza.
Threat.
Good. Lograr o conseguir.
To achieve.
Estar en huelga.
To be on strike.
Echar la culpa a.
To blame someone.
Very good. Formar académicamente.
To educate.
Yes, good. Luchar o pelear.
To fight.
Good. Flotar.
To float.
Good. Doblar o plegar for clothing or paper.
To fold.
And for metal or wood.
To bend.
Very good. Engordar.
To gain weight.
Good. Guiar.
To guide.
Implantar o poner en marcha.
To implement.
Desafortunadamente.
Unfortunately.
Very good. Ballena.
Whale.
And how do you say delfín?
I don't know.
Dolphin.
Dolphin, yeah.
Dolphin,
yeah.
Now that vocabulary list I want to dedicate to the following people. Angel, Carmen, Paloma, Rafa, and Roberto. They're students I had before the summer break in a Vaughan trimestral. I don't usually teach trimestrals, but sometimes I do. Because the trainer needs to do what he's training people to do. Let's do a quick bit of negative questions. All right. This is from a book called Speak Up. Again, if you go to the Feria del Libro or if you go to bogantienda.com or you visit our shops, this is one of the most popular and best-selling books, Speak Up. What does it mean if you tell someone, hey, speak up?
To raise their voice.
Very good. And also it can mean in a situation where you need someone to, for example, in a meeting, if someone is unhappy about something and I say, well, speak up, give your opinion. Give your opinion. It can also mean. So, ¿por qué no está hecho de madera?
Why isn't it made of wood?
Good. And again?
Why isn't it made of wood?
Very good. Wood.
Wood.
Yeah.
Wood.
And again?
Why isn't it made of wood?
Very good. How do you say, I almost gave it away. There's a bird called the owl.
Uh-huh.
How do you say it in Spanish?
Búho.
Yeah. Now take away the B. What's left?
Búho.
And now add a D at the end.
Wood. Wood.
Perfect, there you go. So, ¿por qué no está hecho de madera?
Why isn't it made of wood?
Very good. ¿Por qué no están aquí?
Why aren't they here?
Very good. ¿Por qué no está ella contigo?
Why isn't she here with you?
Good, and you can take away the here.
Why isn't she with you?
Careful of isn't.
Isn't.
What's your name?
Isabel. Isn't.
Yeah, and the whole thing, why?
Why isn't she with you?
Very good. ¿Por qué no está él trabajando?
Why isn't he working?
Very good. ¿Por qué no somos los número uno?
Why aren't we number one?
Very good. Repeat.
Why aren't we number one?
Very good. ¿Por qué no estuviste ahí?
Why weren't you there?
Very good. ¿Por qué no fue más fácil?
Why wasn't it easier?
Very good. ¿Por qué no estaba dando... Sorry. ¿Por qué no estaba donde yo lo puse?
Why wasn't it where I put it?
Very good. ¿Por qué no estaba él listo?
Why wasn't he ready?
Good again.
Why wasn't he ready?
¿Por qué no estaban aquí cuando llegué?
Why weren't they when I got here?
Now, start again. ¿Por qué no estaban aquí?
Why weren't they here when I came in?
Okay, or arrived.
Arrived.
And again?
Why weren't they here when I arrived?
¿Por qué no estábamos incluidos?
Why weren't we included?
Good. ¿Por qué no fueron invitados?
Why weren't they invited?
Good. ¿Por qué no hay más vino?
Why isn't there any more wine?
And take away the any in this case. It's not wrong, but you needn't use it.
Why
present tense.
Why isn't there More wine.
Very good. And again?
Why isn't there more wine?
¿Por qué no hay chicas en esta fiesta?
Why aren't there girls in this party?
At.
At this party.
Good. And again?
Why aren't there girls at this party?
Good. I know that perfectly right, but include the word any. Repeat the full sentence. It's right here, yeah.
Why aren't there any girls in this at this party?
One more time.
Why aren't there any girls at this party?
Good. ¿Por qué no había un comité de control?
Why weren't there...
Because it's singular.
Ah, why wasn't there any control committee?
No, instead of any, use un.
Why wasn't there a control committee?
Very good. ¿Por qué no había regalos para los obreros?
Why weren't there any gifts for,
Obreros?
I don't know.
How is it, trabajadores?
Workers. Why weren't there any gifts for the workers?
Again?
Why weren't there any gifts for the workers?
Good. How do you say empleados?
Employees.
Very good. ¿Por qué no vienes más a menudo?
Why don't you come more often?
Very good. ¿Por qué no te llama ella?
Why doesn't she call you?
Very good. ¿Por qué no llueve aquí?
Why isn't it raining here?
Now use an auxiliary verb. So
why doesn't rain here?
Now you're missing a pronoun.
Why doesn't it rain here?
And again.
Why doesn't it rain here?
¿Por qué no lo hace él mismo?
Why doesn't he do it himself?
Very good. ¿Por qué no utilizan el sistema nuevo?
Why don't they use the new system?
Very good. And again.
Why don't they use the new system?
Very good. ¿Por qué no esperamos hasta mañana?
Why don't we wait for...
¿Por qué no esperamos hasta mañana?
Why don't we wait until tomorrow?
Very good. Pronounce the T in don't a bit more strongly.
Why don't we wait until tomorrow?
Wait.
Why don't we wait until tomorrow?
No, more don't.
Why don't we wait until tomorrow?
Do you ever watch The Simpsons?
Yes.
Do you watch it in English?
No.
Ah. Because Homer says something, it's not a word. He goes, do, when he breaks something, for example. Do, so don't. So again, why don't?
Why don't we wait until tomorrow?
¿Por qué no funciona?
Why isn't it working?
No, use present simple.
Why doesn't it work?
Good. ¿Por qué no fuiste?
Why didn't you go?
Very good. ¿Por qué no nos llamaron?
Why didn't they call us?
Excellent. Perfect. Well done. Well done. All right. Let's do a little bit of practice with let. So I will give you a sentence using allow or permit. Now remember that let never, never, never takes two. So, for example, I'll say, allow the children to go to the park. And you will say, let the children go to the park. So, allow the children to go to the park.
Let the children go to the park.
Allow her to do her job.
Let her do her job.
Permit him to do what he wants.
Let him do what he wants.
Why don't you allow him to join the meeting?
Why don't you let him go to the meeting?
No, use join.
Why don't you let him join the meeting?
And again?
Why don't you let him join the meeting?
How do you say join the meeting in Spanish?
Unirse a la reunión.
His wife doesn't permit him to smoke at home.
His wife doesn't let him smoke at home.
Very good. When are you going to allow us to do it ourselves?
When are you going to let us do ourselves?
No, do it ourselves.
When are you going to let us to do...
Start again.
When are you going to let us do it ourselves?
And again?
When are you going to let us do it ourselves?
Very good. He never permits his brother to open his letters.
He never let his brother... He never lets his brother open his letters.
And again?
He never lets his brother open his letters.
Good. If you allow me to call him, I'll get the order.
If you let me call him, I'll get the order.
And again?
If you let me call him, I'll...
Get
the order.
One more time. An order. Strong, harder, a harder D. Close your teeth for the D.
Order.
Yes.
If you let me call him, I'll get the order.
Try again. Order.
Order.
Yeah.
If you let me call him, I'll get the order.
Good. Allow me to talk to him.
Let me talk to him.
If you allow the dog to go, it will run away.
If you let the dog go, he'll run away.
Okay, very good. Permit me to make you an offer.
Let me make you an offer.
Again?
Let me make you an offer.
Allow her to do it her way.
Let her do it her way.
Very good. Who sang the song My Way? Famous American singer from New York.
Frank Sinatra.
Very good. Say it again.
Frank Sinatra.
Yes, good. What was his nickname?
No, I don't know.
What color are my eyes?
Blue.
No?
Blue eyes?
They called him Old Blue Eyes.
Old Blue Eyes.
Old Blue Eyes, yeah.
I didn't know.
He never allows his brother to handle the money.
He never let his...
Third person?
Never lets...
Yes.
He never lets his brother... I forgot.
Handles
his money.
The money.
The money. He never lets his brother handle his money.
The money.
The money. He never lets his brother handle the money.
Good. Now, handle can have two meanings in terms of handling the money. What are the two meanings?
Manejar.
Yeah, and?
Touch.
Yes. So, for example, I remember when I was growing up, my mother said, always wash your hands after handling money. And of course, handle can also mean to manage. You could talk about this car handles very well, which means it has very good, if you're driving it on a road with a lot of bends, it stays on the road very well. Allow me to use your pen for a moment, please.
Let me use your pen for a moment, please.
Very good. They didn't permit us to do it.
They didn't let us do it.
Very good. One more time.
They didn't let us do it.
Well done, well done. Now we're going to practice with to be used to and to get used to. So, for example, I will say, Nigel is accustomed to living well. You will say, Nigel is used to living well. So, Nigel is accustomed to living well.
Nigel is used to living well.
Ronnie is accustomed to asking his father for money.
Ronnie is used to asking his brother?
His father.
His father for money.
Again.
Ronnie is used to asking his father for money.
One more time.
Ronnie is used to asking his father for money.
It took me a long time to get accustomed to Spanish food.
It took me a long time to get used to Spanish food.
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 Yeah, and again.
It took me a long time to get used to Spanish food.
Good. Don't worry, you'll get accustomed to it.
Don't worry, you'll get used to it.
I can't get accustomed to married life.
I can't get used to married life.
Very good. A key is a person. A key is getting A key is getting accustomed to working in Louisiana.
A key is getting used to working in Louisiana.
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 And again?
A key is getting used to
To working?
A key is getting used to working in Louisiana.
Very good. You'll understand me better once you get accustomed to my accent.
You'll understand me better when you'll get used to my accent.
Very good. Now use once. It's what you said is correct, but I want you to use once.
You'll
understand me better.
You'll understand me better when
once,
you'll...
Once, once.
Ah, once. You'll understand me better once you'll get used to my accent.
Now, you needn't say the second you'll. So, once you get used to my accent. Repeat the whole thing.
You'll understand me better when you...
Once.
You'll understand me better once you get used to my accent.
Very good. One more time.
You'll understand me better once you get used to my accent.
Good. Philip never gets accustomed to traveling in his job.
Philip never gets used to traveling
in his job. Yep.
Philip never gets used to traveling at
in
oh, in his wo- job.
Good. Now again.
Philip never gets used to traveling in at his work.
In
at,
his job. In his job,
job.
In his job.
Philip never gets used to traveling in his job.
Good. Nancy is accustomed to dealing with a lot of different people.
Nancy is get...
Is used to?
Nancy is used to...
Dealing
with different people.
With a lot of different people.
With a lot of different people. Nancy is used to dealing with a lot of different people.
Good, one more time.
Nancy is used to dealing with a lot of different people.
My sister is accustomed to decorating restaurants.
My sister is used to decorating restaurants.
As soon as you get accustomed to the food, you'll enjoy Spain.
As soon as you get used to the food, you'll enjoy Spain.
Good. How long did it take you to get accustomed to the Madrid accent? Ask me the question.
How long did it take you to get used to Madrid accent?
Yeah, used to.
How long did it take you used to... How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Good, one more time.
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
I'm still getting used to it. If you're not accustomed to the music, it sounds strange.
If you are not used to the music, it sounds strange.
And again?
If you aren't used to the music, it sounds strange.
Very good. It took me a month to get accustomed to it.
It took me a month to get used to it.
Yeah, month.
It took me a month to get used to it.
Very good. I'm accustomed to working in a large organization.
I'm used to working in a large organization.
Say it again for me. Say the whole sentence.
I'm used to working in a large organization.
Now, how do you say ojos?
Eyes.
Organization.
Organization.
And again?
I'm used to working in a large organization.
Very good. I'm accustomed to the people here.
I'm used to the people here.
I'm accustomed to the food.
I'm used to the food.
I'm accustomed to the management style.
I'm used to the management style.
I'm accustomed to the office atmosphere.
I'm used to the...
Office atmosphere. And again?
I'm used to the office atmosphere. I'm used to the...
I'm
used to the...
Office
atmosphere.
And again?
I'm used to the... Office atmosphere.
Very good. I've even gotten accustomed to my boss.
I've even gotten used to my boss.
Yep. And again?
I've even gotten used to my boss.
Very good. How do you say mandón?
Bossy.
How do you say Mary mandón?
Bossy boots.
Good. It took me a few years to get accustomed to everything.
It took me a few years to get used to everything.
But now I'm accustomed to the working culture here.
But now I'm used to the working culture here.
Regularly before the break, let's do a quick bit of practice with present perfect, never, and irregular verbs. So I will say, for example, when did you last make an effort to learn Danish? And I want you to say, I've never... made an effort to learn Danish. When did you last make an effort to learn Danish?
I've never made an effort to learn Danish. Danish.
Yeah, how do you say dia in English?
Danish.
And again?
I've never made an effort to learn Danish.
Good. When did you last meet a man with three arms?
I've never met a man with three arms.
When was the last time it took you 3 years to find a pharmacy?
It's never taken me 3 years to find a pharmacy.
Very good. Ask me if it's difficult to find pharmacies in Spain.
Is it difficult to find a pharmacy in Spain?
No, they're everywhere. When did you last pay a bill in Danish crowns?
I've never paid a bill in Danish crowns. I've never paid a bill in Danish crowns.
Good. What do you call the government in Galicia?
Junta.
Yeah, so Danish.
Danish.
Another whole sentence.
I've never paid I've never paid a bill in Danish crowns.
Good. When was the last time there were 100 cats in your house? There have never been?
There have never been 100 cats in my house.
And again?
There have never been 100 cats in my house.
One more time.
There have never been 100 cats in my house.
I was watching a documentary last night on Netflix about September 11th. And it's in English, but I watch it with Spanish subtitles. And usually in the case, because it's an American program, the Spanish subtitles will be in Mexican Spanish. But how do you say to crawl in Spanish, like a baby does?
Gatear.
Ah, okay. Can you say haciendo el gato? No, gatear.
No, gatear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which is like a cat, right?
Sí.
When was the last time you put your feet in boiling oil?
I've never put my feet in boiling water.
Oil.
Oil.
Even worse.
I've never put my feet in boiling oil.
Good. When did you last read a novel in Polish?
I've never read a novel in Polish.
Very good. When did you last ring the bells in St. Peter's Basilica?
I've never rung a bell. I've never rung the bells in St. Peter. In St. Peter's Cathedral.
Basilica. And again, Basilica.
I've never rung the bells in St. Peter's Basilica.
Very good, very good. Very good, Izzy. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Te levantas, una ducha, te tomas un café, te vistes, otro café, coges todo para salir, no encuentras las llaves, el coche tarda en arrancar, no arranca, por fin, atasco, más atasco, llegas al trabajo, otro café, reunión, otra reunión, haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Sí, dígame.
Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Baugan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favourites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Baugan.com.
Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283. See you there.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the program. I was just saying to Izzy that she has improved a lot. When did you start with me on the radio? 2 years ago?
No. Last year, I think in less than a year.
Well, look how much you've improved. Yeah, practice, practice, practice. There you go. Let's do a little bit of mastering the interrogative. I give you the answer, you give me the question. So, I'll contact him tomorrow morning.
When are you going to...
Use will.
When will you contact him?
Good again.
When will you contact him?
Good. They'll be here until 5 p.m.
How long are they going to...
Use will.
How long will they be here?
Again.
How long will they be here?
Good. It takes 20 minutes to fix it.
How long does it take to fix it?
Very good. He comes here because he likes the food.
Why does he come here?
It rains here about twice a week.
How often does it rain here?
Very good. Say rain again.
Rain.
And the whole sentence?
How often does it rain here?
Yeah, some students say rain. So I say, does it rain often in Galicia? And they say, I don't understand what you're saying. So it's rain. Mm-hmm. Perfectly pronounced. Say it again.
How often does it rain here?
Very good. He loses his voice at least twice a year.
How often does he lose his voice?
More V in voice.
Yeah. How often does he lose his voice?
More V.
Voice.
Yeah.
How often does he lose his voice?
How do you say chicos? Chicos masculinos.
Voice.
Yeah, so be careful. Voice. Again.
How often does he lose his voice?
Do you ever use the word muchacho?
No. No.
And your parents?
No.
So it's more of a, maybe a Mexican Spanish word.
More Latin word and maybe an antique word.
An old word. So maybe your grandparents would have said muchacho.
No, they didn't.
Further back, even like much further back.
I think so.
Wow. Okay. There's a song called Los Muchachos de Mi Barrio. I think it's by Chambao. So maybe it's used in the south of Spain? No?
Maybe it depends on the zone.
On the zone, okay. All right, on the area, okay. He works with Mr. Fitzgerald.
Who does he work with?
Very good. He's from Cork.
Where is he from?
Very good. He comes to work by car.
How does he come here?
Well, how does he come to work? Again?
How does he come to work?
Good. He listens to the rock music station. Now use the words radio station in your question. What radio?
What radio station does he listen to?
And again.
What radio station does he listen to?
Very good. They pay me $10 a month. Wow, a lot of money.
How much do they pay him?
Well, how much do they pay you?
How much do they pay you?
Again.
How much do they pay you?
Now, take your hand away from your fist because we can't hear you. Try again.
How much do they pay you?
Very good. And what is the most common, how do you say slang in Spanish?
Jerga.
And what's the most common American slang for the word dollar? What do most Americans say? Buck.
Buck.
B-U-C-K, buck.
Buck.
$10. They say it all the time. Canadians too because they have the Canadian dollar. How much is that? $10. $10. Especially for smaller amounts. What does 50 grand mean?
$50,000.
Yep, yep. And what does 50K mean?
50,000.
Very good, yep. He pays me once a month.
When do they pay you?
So he pays me once a month.
When does he pay you?
Very good. She's short, slim, and blonde.
How is he like? No, what's he like?
Now, careful. This is appearance.
What does he look like?
She.
What does she look like?
And again?
What does she look like?
Yeah, and you can say, what does she?
Does she look like?
Very good, very good. He's pleasant, intelligent, and hardworking.
What's he like?
Very good, and again?
What's he like?
So she's short, slim, and blonde.
What does she look like?
Good. And you can say, does she? What does she look
like? What does she look like?
Very good. He's pleasant, intelligent, and hardworking.
What's he like?
Again?
What's he like?
Good. What does the King of Spain look like?
He's tall.
Yep.
And slim.
Yeah, and he usually has a beard. So you can say he's tall and slim, and you can say he has a beard or he's bearded. He's tall, slim,
Tall, slim, and he has a beard. Beard.
Yeah, because you say if he has a beard, then he's a Ritha.
Yeah.
So again?
He's tall, slim, and he has a beard.
Good. How do you say pájaro?
Bird.
How do you say beer?
Beard.
Sorry. How do you say cerveza?
Beer.
Very good. And how do you say barba?
Beard.
How do you say el pájaro tiene una barba y una cerveza?
The bird has a beer and a beard.
Good. What does Queen Sofia look like?
She is short.
Queen Sofia?
Yeah.
The older queen?
I think so.
Ah, I always thought she was tall. Okay.
I've always thought...
Okay, so she's short?
She was short, but maybe not.
Okay.
She's short, blonde, and...
Now, how do you say when a person is... because you have to... How do you say delgado?
Slim.
Yes, yes. And then there's another word. So slim is healthy, and then there's another word. Thin.
Thin.
So thin is usually maybe not healthy. Slim is always... I think you also say esbelto, right?
Esbelto. Slim.
Yeah, slim. Yeah, so
she's short, slim, and blonde.
Very good, very good. He shouts when he gets angry. Start your question with what? What does?
What does he shout?
What does he do?
What does he do when he's angry?
When he gets angry.
What does he do when he gets angry?
Very good. We're going to practice now with a little bit of would rather. Would rather. So I'm going to say, for example, would you rather live in Paris or in Rome? And you'll say, I'd rather live in Paris, for example. Would you rather live in Paris or in Rome?
I'd rather live in Paris.
Very good. Why would you rather live in Paris?
Because it's beautiful.
All right. Would you rather be poor in Spain or rich in Greenland? How do you say Greenland in Spanish?
Groenlandia.
Yeah. Would you rather be poor in Spain or rich in Greenland?
I'd rather be rich in Greenland.
Yeah, because if you're rich in Greenland, you can come to Spain whenever you want. Yeah.
Yes.
Would you rather have $1 million or would you rather have $1 million or £1 million?
I'd rather have $1 million. No, British pounds.
Why?
Because they are worth.
Very good. They're worth more.
They're
very
worth
good.
More.
Would you rather work for a Spanish company or a multinational?
I'd rather work for a multinational.
Multinational. And again?
I'd rather work for a multinational.
One more time.
I'd rather work for a multinational.
Very good. If you go to Germany right before Christmas and they have fantastic Christmas markets and it's cold, of course, and they drink a type of wine, what do you call it?
Hot wine.
It's called mulled.
Mulled.
M-U-L-L-E-D. Mulled. To mull over something means to think about it very carefully, to mull over something. And there's a famous song by Paul McCartney in Wings called Mull of Kintyre. Mull is a word in Scottish Gaelic for a long, narrow peninsula. So the Mull of Kintyre is a beautiful place in the northwest of Scotland. It comes very close to Ireland, actually. And that's also mull. But mulled wine is hot wine with spices.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had
cinnamon?
It?
Cinnamon. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So in Belgium.
And Belgium. Multinational.
So, multinational.
Again, I'd
rather work for a multinational.
Very good. Would you rather own a Picasso or a Sorolla?
I'd rather own a Picasso.
Very good. Have you ever been to the Sorolla Museum in Madrid?
No, I didn't.
No, I haven't. You should go. It's small, but it's very nice. It's like it's a house. I think he must have lived there. Would you rather be a famous inventor or a famous musician?
I'd rather be a famous musician.
Mew.
Musician.
Very good. I think there's a brand of shoe called Mew Mew, right? No? M-I-U? Very expensive shoes. Musician. I repeat, I'd rather be
a famous...
Stronger with the B.
I'd rather be a famous musician.
Very good. Would you rather be able to turn invisible or fly like Peter Pan?
I'd rather fly like Peter Pan.
Very good. Would you rather work as a policewoman or as a firewoman?
I'd rather work as a policewoman.
Very good, me too. Ask me if I'd like to be a police detective.
Would you like to be a police detective?
Yeah, I think so.
Me too.
Yeah. But although I suppose we see it as glamorous, police have to do some fairly nasty work sometimes. Mm-hmm. Ask me if I have any friends in the police.
Do you have any friends at the police?
In the police.
Do you have any friends in the police?
Yes, I do. Ask me if I have friends in the police in Spain.
Do you have any friends in the police, in the Spanish police?
Very good. Yes, I do. It's always good to have a friend in the police because maybe I'll get into trouble. Ask me if I have any friends in the Irish police.
Do you have any friends in the Irish police?
Very good. Ask me what the Irish police is called.
What's the Irish police called?
So officially they're called Garda Síochána, which means guardians of the peace. But we usually say the guards. Yeah. So somebody would say, call the guards. Call the guards. Would you rather be ugly and rich or attractive and poor?
I'd rather be ugly and rich.
Really? Okay. All right. Would you rather be a millionaire or speak perfect English?
I'd rather be a millionaire.
Very good. Would you rather have your own business or work in a large company?
I'd rather have my own business.
Very good. Would you rather be an English teacher or a computer programmer?
I'd rather be an English teacher.
Very good. Would you rather be an eagle or an elephant?
I'd rather be an eagle.
Very good. Why?
Because they can fly.
All right. What can't elephants do? What physical activity can't elephants do?
Running.
No, they can run. But what can't they do?
I can't remember.
They can't jump. They can't jump, yeah. Would you rather be a heavy smoker or a heavy drinker?
I'd rather be a heavy drinker.
Yeah, I think you have more fun. Would you rather have a kilo of gold or a kilo of diamonds?
I'd rather have a kilo of diamonds.
Yeah, diamonds.
Diamonds.
Yeah, even though it's spelled diamonds, die, like morir, mm-hmm. months. So again?
I'd rather have a kilo of diamonds.
Very good. Who sang the song Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend?
I don't know.
No, I can't remember myself.
I know the song.
I think it might have been Marilyn Monroe, but I'm not sure. Diamonds Are a Girl's... Oh, no, it wasn't. No. I can't remember who it was. All right, very good. Let's do a little bit of work with numbers. You did really well with this last week. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so 8808.
8,808.
8081.
8,081.
Very good. 4555.
4,555.
Very good. 2375.
2,375.
Very good. 1980.
1,980.
Very good. 7163.
7,163.
Again?
7,000? 7,163.
Very good. 3134.
3,134.
1343.
1,343.
3430.
3,430.
Good. 5278.
5,200 and I forgot.
And 78.
78. 5,278.
2788.
2,788.
7886.
7,886.
9011.
9,011.
1157. 1,157.
1,157.
5825.
5,825.
8,259.
8,259.
Very good. 2,591.
2,591.
5,911.
5,911.
3,767.
3,767.
Good, and again.
3,767.
Very good. 6,741.
6,761. No.
6,741.
6,741.
Very good. Now we're going to do a bit of practice with there and the verb to be. So, for example, I'll say, tell me about long rivers in South America. And you'll say, there are some long rivers in South America. So tell me about long rivers in South America.
There are some long rivers in South America.
Very good. An important meeting today.
There's an important meeting today.
Ice on the footpath. What's footpath?
En el camino.
Yeah.
Well, la acera.
Next to the street. Yeah. Yeah. In American English, they would probably say sidewalk or pavement. Yeah. So ice on the footpath.
There's some ice on the footpath.
And again?
There's some ice on the roof. There's some ice on the footpath.
Very good. Footpath. Footpath.
Footpath.
Again?
There's some ice on the footpath.
Angry bull in the field.
There's some angry... There's an angry bull on the field.
In.
There's an angry bull in the field.
Good. Famous actors in the film.
There are some famous actors in the film.
Delicious food on the menu.
There's some delicious food on the menu.
Very good. Intelligent people in that company.
There are intelligent... There are some intelligent...
Gent.
There are some intelligent...
Intelligent. Yeah, strong gent.
There are some intelligent people in the office?
In that company.
There are some intelligent people in that company.
How do you say caballeros?
Gentlemen.
Yeah. Grey clouds in the sky.
There are some grey clouds in the sky.
Oil in the Middle East.
There's some oil in the Middle East.
Good. Italian restaurant near here.
There's an Italian restaurant near here.
Sparkling water in the bottle.
There's some sparkling water in the bottle.
And again?
There's some sparkling water in the bottle.
How do you say sparkling water in Spanish?
Agua con gas.
Very good. And what's the opposite of sparkling water?
Flat.
Still.
Spring. Still.
Yeah. You would say flat, for example, if you buy a bottle of Coca-Cola and you leave it open for a while, it goes flat. But for water, you would say, can I have some still water? Sparkling water. And how do you say del grifo? Tap water.
Tap water.
Yeah.
And spring water?
Spring water would be, for example, if you go to the mountains and it's the big, where when a stream begins, it's a spring. And so spring water would often be very good water when they put it in a in a bottle. Okay. Yeah. Scottish people in the company.
There are some Scottish people in the company.
Expensive cars in the garage.
There are some expensive cars in the garage.
And again?
There are some expensive cars in the garage.
Very good. Money at the edge of the table.
There's some money... There's some money on the table.
At the edge of the table.
There's some money at the edge of the table.
And again?
There's some money at the edge of the table.
Very good. Empty seat next to that person.
There's an empty seat next to that person.
And again?
There's an empty seat next to that person.
Very good. Traffic in front of them.
There's some traffic in front of them.
And again?
There's some traffic in front of them.
Very good. Okay, we did some negative questions earlier. Let's repeat those. So, ¿por qué no está hecho de madera?
Why isn't it made of wood?
Good. And again?
Why isn't it made of wood?
Wood. Yeah, U-H-O-D, wood.
Wood. Why isn't it made of wood?
One more time.
Why isn't it made of wood?
Good. ¿Por qué no están aquí?
Why aren't they here?
¿Por qué no está ella contigo?
Why isn't she with you?
¿Por qué no está él trabajando?
Why isn't he working?
¿Por qué no somos los número uno?
Why aren't we number one?
Very good. ¿Por qué no estuviste ahí?
Why weren't you there?
Very good. ¿Por qué no fue más fácil?
Why wasn't it easier?
Very good. ¿Por qué no estaba donde yo lo puse?
Why wasn't it where I put it?
Very good. ¿Por qué no estaba él listo?
Why wasn't he ready?
¿Por qué no estaban aquí cuando llegué?
Why weren't they here when I arrived?
Very good. ¿Por qué no estábamos incluidos?
Why weren't we included?
¿Por qué no fueron invitados?
Why weren't they invited?
¿Por qué no hay más vino?
Why isn't there any more wine? More wine.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's right. You can say, why isn't there any more wine? Say it again.
Why isn't there more wine?
Use any. It's great. Both are right.
Why isn't there any wine? More. Any more wine?
Good, one more time.
Why isn't there any more wine?
¿Por qué no hay chicas en esta fiesta?
Why aren't there any girls in this party?
Almost. Change the preposition.
Why aren't there...
Any girls?
Any girls at this party.
Very good, one more time.
Why aren't there any girls at this party?
¿Por qué no había un comité de control?
Why wasn't there any control committee?
No, un.
Why wasn't there a control committee?
And again?
Why wasn't there a control committee?
Very good. ¿Por qué no había regalos para los obreros?
Why weren't there any gifts for the workers?
Very good. ¿Por qué no vienes más a menudo?
Why don't you come more often?
¿Por qué no te llama ella?
Why doesn't she call you?
Very good. ¿Por qué no llueve aquí?
Why doesn't it rain here?
Very good. ¿Por qué no lo hace él mismo?
Why doesn't he do by himself?
You're missing a pronoun.
Why doesn't he do it by himself?
And again?
Why doesn't he do it by himself?
No, you needn't say by. Why doesn't he do it himself?
Why doesn't he do it himself?
Very good. ¿Por qué no utilizan el sistema nuevo?
Why don't they use a new system?
Very good. ¿Por qué no esperamos hasta mañana?
Why don't we wait until tomorrow?
¿Por qué no funciona?
Why doesn't it work?
¿Por qué no fuiste?
Why didn't you go?
¿Por qué no nos llamaron?
Why didn't they call us?
Very good. What's another way of saying call us?
Phone us.
And?
Ring us.
Yes, very good. Let's review the vocabulary. The one we did last week, right?
Okay.
This is booklet 3, list 4. Ventajoso.
Advantageous.
Folleto.
Brochure.
Very good. Enhorabuena.
Congratulations.
Very good. Considerable.
Considerable.
Very good. Salida, like in an airport.
Departure.
Very good. Libertad.
Freedom.
Ajo.
Garlic.
Very good. What did David Beckham's wife say Madrid smelt like?
Garlic.
Yeah. Terrible woman. Oficina central.
Headquarters.
Very good. Implantación.
Implementation.
Imprescindible.
Indispensable.
Very good. Necesidad.
Necessity. Necessity. Necessity.
Necessity. Predecible.
Predictable.
Very good. And the opposite?
Unpredictable.
Very good. Prominente.
Prominent.
Sentido.
Sense.
Esclavo.
Slave.
Aunque.
Though.
Very good. Merecer.
To deserve.
Very good. Extender o prorrogar.
To extend.
Yes. Cumplir.
To fulfill.
Very good. Declararse en huelga.
To go on strike.
Cazar.
To hunt.
Good. Hacer daño o doler.
To hurt.
Very good. Indicar.
To indicate.
Good. En paro.
To be unemployed.
Very good. Famoso o conocido.
Well known.
Very good. Let's do a bit more of the there plus to be. So, for example, I'll say billionaires in those skyscrapers. And you'll say there are some billionaires in those skyscrapers. Billionaires in those skyscrapers.
There are some billionaires in those skyscrapers.
Very good. New shop at the corner of the street.
There's a new shop at the corner of the street.
Very good. Sugar in this coffee.
There's some sugar.
Yeah.
There's some sugar in this coffee.
Very good. Tourists in the city center.
There are some tourists in the city center.
Very good. Coffee in the lounge.
There's some coffee in the lounge.
What's a lounge? L-O-U-N-G-E. Now, I never grew up with this, but some people in the rooms in your house, I would say, for example, sitting room, TV room. Some people, maybe in American English, would use the word lounge. It also is a verb where you sit. For example, when you lie on your couch, and you're half sitting and half lying, you would say you're lounging. And it also was a type of bar that opened in Ireland and in Britain in the 1960s. The old style bar was you went in and you sat at the counter. How do you say the bar counter in Spanish?
La barra.
Yeah. And then there was another, because they wanted to, in those days in Ireland until the 60s, the bars, I mean, it was similar here, I suppose, in the 70s, men went to the bars and the women didn't go. And so they opened very often on one side of the bar was the bar and the other side was a lounge with low seats, and they felt it was more acceptable to this was in the 70s, more acceptable to women. So very often you saw bar and lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different now. Old factories next to the river.
There are some old factories next to the river.
Very good. That's it for today, folks. Stay tuned for Alberto Alonso on the show with no name. Don't forget, Vaughan Systems is at the Feria de Libros. Remind me the number. 283. Yeah. So 283, number 283. See you on Monday. Have a great weekend, and thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Nacho. Bye-bye.
Tengo 23 años y acabo de terminar la carrera de Administración y Dirección de Empresas. Decidí hacer este máster antes de acabar la carrera porque mi nivel de inglés era realmente bajo. Veía que tenía que buscar un trabajo y que necesitaba un buen nivel de inglés. Y creí que esta era la mejor forma y una alternativa a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios, si tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo al máximo.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar, hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91133.